in the Chazara, the goal is always to go through the Makoros Mekitzer, Torah Seisif, and focus on the Mechaber Amo, Tal Shach, Biskashuva, and Kivyagir. Chazara is the Sigil of Vestis. There are two Sigils here. There's the idea of the Hoga Precious, which is Simukov Pei Dalet, and then there's a concept of the calculations, the Cheshbin, that Simukov Pei Tes. So I need to focus on the idea of the Hogas, which in that itself has two ideas. It has a concept of the Precious, how do we know the Precious. The second idea, Sivtes, the idea of Bedikas. First, Sivhal starts off the idea of doing a Bedikah before Tashmish, where you Noshim have his money draw, whether it's from 20 to 20, or 30 to 30, or the Shach says 25 to 25. The Loch is Shloi B'Shash Tashmish, the Loch is to have Shloi B'Shash Vesto, in order to have Tashmish, you do not need to do a Bedikah over here. Now, the Shach explains what the mean in the Mechaber, the Roiv Noshim Alamin. Means the case of Oynim Beinus, and therefore Shloim B'Shach Shvesta, my sense mutter. Right from Pesach Tshuva, it comes out over here that when you have no set Zman, only Oynim Beinus, the Loch is you not need to do a Bedika within 30 days. How could that be? That's the issue that does not have a set vest over here. Even the crazy argues over here on the Shach. Come on the Tyra and the Chavadas, and they want to answer Shadow in the Shach. It means an Isha the first time she saw her. That means she's 12 years old, it's the beginning of seeing. It's not like she saw for a bunch of years, there's no set time over here. Then, of course, if before Tashmish, you have to do Bedika, that's Simukov Pei Vav. Over here's a case the first time she saw her, we're not sure exactly what this man is. Then, if you say in that situation, that's Tama Vest is Lam Yain, and before 30 days, you didn't have to do Bedika for Tashmish. Now, the Shulchan Aruch over here says, the Lachas, you could be, have Tashmish, Shloim B'Shach Vesta, says the Taz calling the Torah. That means whenever you want, whether she's up or whether she's sleeping. Now he says what it means, the concept of sleeping, this Taisa that says, it's one of the Tisha Midas. So it says sleeping does not mean she's sleeping in the Gamri, meaning she's dozing off, she's Nim Belenim, she's quasi-wake, enough to answer if she's Tamei or Torah. In that situation, one thing it's water. But still, when you're sleeping, the person is not Tashmish with the wife. Now Mechaber ends off, when each has a Veskevor, the loch is she does not need to do tzricha before, does not need to do bedika before tashmish, and shloim b'shach tashmish kolam abba livdok harizem shubechas the mission nafi gimel nido. The second aspect is manazel ma'aser we're not knowing, and it's the reason why he said during chabura we're not going to do bedika stamazayim. The first aspect Mechaber again says do not need to do bedika before tashmish. Kamal Gavon says first of all the loch is nafi machmer do bedika. And he says the second thing, not before Tashmish and not after Tashmish. Explains the Shach, and the Chodim explain what the Shach means. The Ma'az arguing two separate points over here. Number one, the Mechaber saying you do not need to do Bedika. Mechaber saying don't, Ma'az saying do not do Bedika. Don't. Second, the Ma'az saying do not do Bedika, not before Tashmish and not after Tashmish. The Mechaber says only before Tashmish. The Ma'az says not do it before and after. Why? Because if you do it before Tashmish, maybe right now, they put in a Kiva Parish. If we do a Bedika after Tashmish, then we can't labor, the future should be Parish. Sipes is a Chia Prisha. Now, the Gemara discusses Machlokes a Chia Prisha, Dinder Rabbanon or Dinder Aiso. And Betim, there are two separate sugyas over here. The Gemara Daf Tezvav, Tezayin discussing, Negev, when the best passed, Negev the sugya of Bedika, what's halacha? We do assume Arch Bezman Abba. What Machlokes? There, all the Rishonim Paskin, we hold Vestas to Adir Rabbanon. We have a second sugyo, that's on the Gimel Beis. The Gemara brings down a Pasuk, Mizar to Bnei Yisrael. There we have a Shiloh, also with Adir Rabbanon Deraiso. The sugyo of Precious, a second concept. So come down again, the Pasuk coming down, Negate to Vestas, we pass to Rabbanon. Negate to Precious, that's where the Beis Eis by us, the Tazkal place, and the Shachal place, it says we also pass to Adir Rabbanon, both of them. However, the Peskashuva brings down those who want time to negate the sugya of Yuchad of Precious, that's going to be a din deraisa. They say the fact that it passed Shema Meis, that we don't say Shema Yomash Chashinon. Therefore, the Nebbi, who wants to machal to say negate it because he writes through Abundant of our vest. But negate the sugya of Precious, Nebbi and the Rebbe of the Chsam Soif from Nosn Adler, they want to give it a get of a deraisa. Kain the Chalil, they point out, and they were all. You are also the machal between beforehand and afterwards, except he says it dropped differently. But after the vest, my see also. Peskachu does say it's a Kodan Dalad, even though I'm saying it's Machlaikis, it's Drabbanon or Deraiso, but the Vesha ain't a Kavua, the Kulam is Drabbanon. Boy points out Pesach Tshuva Tikkun Beis. This halach over here of the chil of Vestis is sign the Isha and sign the Ish, and therefore if they had Tashmish both of these kapara, they would both have to be in tune into this halach over here. The Mechab goes on further and says, what is a chil of Isha? He brings down the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel, the Dafko Ina Achas. And he says, explains it with three kolam. Whether it's during the day, it's only during the day, it's at night, only at night. Aleph. Whether it's at the end, it's Dafko that Ina 12 hours. Whether it's at the beginning, only that Ina that 12 hours. Whether it's one time, whether it's three times. The halacha is Dafko 12 hours and not more than that. Like a pashto of the sugya. Now it's come to say that Lafuke, when he brought down the Beis Yosef, side the Erzurua and side the Avi Yosef. The Erzurua says the halacha is to be perished those 12 hours plus 12 hours beforehand. Again, Kamal Nimus Achoyna point out that against the Pasha of the Sugya, Beis Yosef, and therefore the Taz, Kivege, Chavadas, they come along and say, we do not worry about this concept over here of the Erzurua. Atzal Hasheni, Kamal Lashach, and he says, the Ikru is not the way. He brings down the Bach that says, Yir Devar Hashem is to be known, to be Machmur here. The Peskachuva brings down the Samsoy, but he held the whole to be Choshish for the Erzurua. That seems to be the Anhog of the Bnei Taru. Now, what's this idea? How do you answer the Sugya? The Sugya says, the Oin is Dafi Yid Beis Shois. So, and explain the Shach over here, sign the Shach in more because the Kesef, it means when Isha has a set time to go see, she always sees, let's say, in the third hour, so the whole 12 hour is Usr. But our Noshim does not see the set hour. Our Noshim fluctuates in those 12 hours. You see the beginning of the vest, middle of the vest, end of the vest. Therefore, the Gemara says to us is some of the vest, though. So the vest itself is the 12 hours, Samach is the 12 hours beforehand. And therefore, the Azurah is saying we keep a 24 hour period. The get the Isha did not see the set Zman in her, inside that Oin over here. So again, they turn on Machmer, inside the Shach Shaboy. However, the Ikal Lochu do not pass like the Azurah. The second thing the Beis Yosef is coming about, okay, is the Avi Yosef Shito. He says we're Choshes for 12 hours. Again, the Taz says that's not so, because Keshuva being down, the Lochu did not go this way. However, again, the Shach being down the Bach, the Meisah to be Choshes that way. Now, first, this we're not knowing to be machmir for. But the question is, what is pshat over here in the Avi Yosef 12 hours? So the Taz has two pshatim, which he really does not understand, the end of the Tzarachian. Either he starts off saying, you see right now, 12 hours afterwards. Or he says, you see right now, it means the 6 hours before and 6 hours afterwards. Neither one he likes. That's not the Shach's Malach. Shach says, you said, if you want to be machmir in the Avi Yosef, then those want to be chlish for it. It means in the case where you saw it during the day, right now it's the winter, the day is 9 hours. Let's say it's 9 hours. So loch is, you have to have 12 hours, so you put an hour and a half of the night beforehand, an hour and a half of the night afterwards, and your ayin is 12 hours. You always have to get 12 hours. Is that ayin of the day itself, plus the night before a little bit, of the night afterwards a little bit. And that, the shach says to be machmer, and again, the moinam is not to be chlishes for this concept. And Mechaber says, once we have this man over here, that we say the ayin, although we machmer more than that, what's that hogger? It means down to be perished from Tashmish. The Moshe says Tashmish Hamit over here, which is the Pashtus of the Chaber. It says not Shach Kravus, that means all our focus are on Maisa Mota, that's clear. Now, the Gate of Chibuk for Nishok, the Shalom and the Achoinim, the Taz brings down from the Chumas Sedeshin, the Maisa to be Machmer, he understands because Chibuk for Nishok is mainly the idea of Cheshek, it's like a stepping stone to Tashmish, therefore it's our Chokha to be Machmer. Asad HaShenim, the Beis Yosef, and the Pesach Chumas brings down that Vaz, Havi Loi, you should keep it with Maisa, we have to go keep, and not to be Moshe more Chumas upon Klai Yisrael. And then Hoka seems to be more like the Bach that's brought down by the Shach. There was Nochin, Machmo Tabla Brocha, Zemal to be Machmo over here. Now, this halacha in the gate of Estes, where Brocha was in, the concept is Dach in the gate when you're vest in the gate of the day. Mashenki in the vest in the gate of the roof, which now we know means vest the roof. Ayin Sukhov Paites, Siv Chavei, what the Klum of there are, how to apply practically, which better some will get to in the next couple of days. We might end off with very cryptic words over here. He says, let's say a person has a vest kavua, then he changes it 2 or 3 days beforehand, or changes it 2 or 3 days afterwards. The loch is yet bechosh for all those days. What does that mean? So Shach by Elsa Kontes, he sends you to what he writes, the Sima Kupay Tes of Kon Lamites. Over there, the Shach says, it just means the regular loch, we have a mission over here, that let's say each has a vest kavua on Tezvav. She changes to Chav. What's the loch of bechosh for Tezvav and Chav? Bechosh for both. Shinsa. We have Veskavua to one thing, Chayshavu, it means the same thing. You had a Veskavua, you changed 2 or 3 days before, and 2 or 3 days after, the Chayshavu both. What's the suffer them all? You might think the mission's case is after 5 days in between, Chayshavu both. Maybe 1 day, 2 days in between, not to be Chayshish. Maybe it's the seventh time. No, Chayshavu both days. That means it comes out, the Loch according to Ramah, through the Shach, no real suffer over here. It's just the idea, when you shinsa, you Chayshavu both. However, come on the Pesach Tshuva, means the second Malach, what they call the Meyam Avucha, the confusing days. That it comes out over here that Isha always sees it in a 2 or 3 day period, but Ves is those 2 or 3 days. The way the Pesach Tshuva brings it down from the Nadi Yehuda, even 7 days, you see it within the 7 day period, all 7 days of the Maisa can be here, Ves over here. That means according to the Chavadash, you know, for all 7 days over here. Atzad HaShlishi, Nochem Malach, the Chavadash, but now we should understand what he means over here. It comes along, it really makes two stages over here in the Chavadas. Number one, how the loch of the gate to rest. And number two, what the Rambam means. To explain the two shlabim over here in the Chavadas. Number one, he says a case where a person can be makdim. Let's say a person sees on Gimel, next month on Gimel, next month on Gimel, you have Vesta Gimel. The month afterwards, next 3 months, you see on Beit and Gimel. Beit and Gimel, Beit and Gimel, so Kvei Vesta Beis, you're not Oiki Gimel because you saw Gimel. The next 3 months afterwards, you saw Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. The loch is, you can't for Aleph, you're not like your Beis, you're not like your Gimel. So you have three bestes. Pardon, let's see this. You have three bestes, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Same thing says you do the other way around. Let's say you saw the first month in Aleph, second month in Aleph, third month in Aleph, Rosh Chodesh. You can't best for Aleph. The next 2 months after, you saw Beis and Beis. Oh, you're like it. But the 6th month, you saw Aleph into Beis, which we discussed yesterday. Is Ma'ayim Pesuach over here. The loch of the Chosh is given together of a Veskevor. Therefore, Chosh for Aleph and Beis. The next 2 months after you see Gimel Gimel, and then it comes out the 7th month, you see Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. You create a Ves for Aleph and Beis and Gimel. You have 3 Veses over here. So first he says, you say it over here, you can make Veses that way. We spoke about then the Chabur, those one arguing in the Chavadas, that's the Yisrael Aleph. Building upon that, that's once we can make Veses, this concept over here. Now the Rambam is saying, let's be choshish. The whole idea of Vesh Enik Vuh is the elite of Vesh Kavuh. So if you see within the 3 day period, let's be choshish, it might lead to Vesh Kavuh, Kain Zah. With that, numerous places can say that's a massive Kiddush. To get this type of Vesh, the words of Chaznish or Moshe is 1 10,000, not Mestavro. And now we give a Gedda, be choshish, lead to that? But that's just two Shlav and Chavadas. Number one, these are the Vestas. Even if we want to agree with the Chavadas, and now the Rambam is saying to be choshish, a Vesh Enik Vuh will lead to this case in Vesh Kavuh. So again, so we have 3 pshat in Ramah. Either we have the Shach Pshat in Ramah, means the Algemeine Din over here, Ashina Vester, Chosh for both, no massive Kiddush over here. We have the idea of the Noid Behuda, the concept of Yemei Mevucho, which Eitzol Simi Machmer, Nechutzlo does not seem to know about this concept. And then we have the Chavadas over here that says, when you make a strange way of having a vest over here, it will lead to be Chosh for that vest even after 3 times. Peskachuvas Gardala brings down a case over here when Isha has a vest every Lel Tfilo. It's not possible for her to go to Mikvah less the Lel vest over here. The question can be Mikvah on a vest. Since Tfilas no Moshe, since vests are Drabonim, who is passing not like the San Sofer, not like the Nevi Yudah, therefore Mushum Iguno, the Kilbar Rabonim, would not go worry about the vest. The Kolshkin says, even though those are Machmah the Ozerua, not to be Machmah the Ozerua. He says, let's say you have a choice over here. Everyone knows a lot is you wait 5 days. And then you do Zainakim. Let's say you wait 4 days. She comes clean after 4 days. Comes clean after 3 days. Maybe let's put Batal and Hoga and get to 5 days, make it 4 or 3, we'll get to the Sugan Kufsadik Vav, and not have Tashmash, you may vest. So the Echlami, or be better the Loch is to take away the Chumra 5 days and make it 3 or 4 days, and then do Zainakim, and not have Tashmash, you may vest, Mishum Iguno. So, however, let's say you want to make it 3 or 4 days beside the Chumra or Zeruah. No. Azur is a Chumba Alma, and we make and not knock away, keep the 5 and 7, and we make on the Azur over here. Ke'in Zeh, the same thing says the Cham Sofer, also, that Laloch is not to be Machmur on the Azuruah, Misad Vestra Abadon, especially because of me divorced from your wife. That means he says, get divorced, make on the Azuruah. Otherwise, it's to be Machmur on the Azuruah. That's what the Cham Sofer says. Azuruah be Machmur unless you're getting a chash of getting divorced over here. He does say, let's say a person went to the mikvah, and then saw Dam Miyad, and did not have a chance to do Tashmish over here. So the Shalom Kufsadik Vav can make a Hefzik Miyad, we have to wait 5 days. On this, as a Sam Sofer, wait 3 days, and then do Zainakim. The Pesach Tshuva himself ends off, we'll see in Kufsadik Vav, those Lapas can say, you don't have to wait 3 days, you can do a Hefzik Miyad.
What? 3 days or 3 weeks?
He says over there, 3 days. He went to come. Lispa Zainakim Yom Gimel, on the 3rd day. What well, the Ramam Shito of Gimel Oynish, which comes out to be on the 3rd day. It's come out to be 3 Oynish. To be Mastic on the 3rd day, because you have 3 Oynish. the two oinas, and the next day is that day. So you'd be mafsik, and you start counting on the third day. I mean, according to Rambam Pshita, you start counting on the third day, which is economics, three oinas, which is the third day. The Sabbath says you don't have to even do that. Now, coming up over here, the Loch, the Mechaber says, we're not machmir the Ozruah, and therefore, if you have your vest at night, during the day, the Maaseh is mutar. Tashmish during the day, can zayin. So, in Rish, remember, you can't do that. So, the Peskachuvah, the Tashmish Shlomo, two ways. Either your bais offal, which is mutar mirkadin, or if you tell Mechachum, machmir tal Yisrael, and also, machmir tzarev place for my Michael. Sif Gimel, the Sugya of Musalakis. That means, Sif Gimel, Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, the Sugya Musalakis. By now, people should be very familiar with this concept. First, Sif Gimel, the case of Ketana and Zekeno. What comes out by Ketana, when she did not reach Yimei Ne'urim, which the Shach says it means a case of she did not get to 12 years in one day, and the case which she did not have Simonim, which the Shachata says it does not mean both, it means one or another. Either she had 12 years and not got Simonim, or she had a case of Simonim and not get 12 years old. The loch is she's nichol to get a Ketana, she's not supposed to go see, and therefore there's no loch of vest over here, she's not kaveh three times. The same thing against the Sugya of Zekeno. Now, the loch is not because some of the vest, the Taz is loud after Samach, even the vest itself. That means we know the vest itself is the hour. The Samach is a 12-hour period. Maisa loch is negate Ketana, it's mut over here. The Mechaber says, we kiveh three times. You go to the Kivege points out, to get the Sugya of Beites, over there come on the Taz of Kram Gimel, and says the loch over here is, any three times that you see, you choshish for one time. The Shach says he disagrees. That's another Tzata Locha. By Ketana, you have to kveya the same days three times, and then to be choshish. That means the Machlek is, even when he sees three times in the Ketana, what to be choshish, sign Ketana, sign Zekeno, is it any three times? That's the Ketana Shita. The Pesach Tshuva says, that's how the Sinatari, the Chavadas, the Maiz of Paskins. Now the Shach, the Kuzi Kesef, says, no, you need it three times, be Kriyas. Siftal is the case when Isha is Rokal to see Benetz. Let's say Benetz exactly 6:15. So now she's not sure if she saw 6:14 or 6:16. She's always before. Question is, what to be choshish for? So Beis Yosef and among the Rishonim, there are two or three different shitas. Those one time, the stuff about the kula, not put down Beis Yosef. Not sure which one. Let's be making them both. My Beis Yosef being done either the Raivah to the Rosh. The Raivah shita is, let's be choshish both. My chaz ahai mahai, and both are tomei. The Rosh shita says, no, the loch is during the day, she's certainly tomei. They even put the best during the day. The person can point out, that's the daf, you're not sure if you saw it by night. But let's say you woke up, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. The person can say, we assume it happened at 8 o'clock in the morning, unless the case of where you saw Lav Dam, that happened the night before. You know it happened only during the night. They write down the night time. Otherwise, you put it in the morning for sure. David the Mechabel come along and Paskins first to get to our Kimter, you're not sure before nights or after nights, like the Rosh, and the Loch is, you put it during the day. That means the Isha says, I'm not sure, I woke up, Be'erch nights, the Loch you put it during the day. Now, what's the reason for it? Either Taz being down the Svar because it's only Tommy during the day, or the way the Shach puts it down because something about the Kula and Vade Tommy during the day. Now, the Shach says, who did the same thing to get tonight? The Loch is Beneshmoshis, night time is about 5:30, let's say. So, over here, she's not sure if she's sure into the night or before the night. Now, the words of the Shach in the case of Beneshmoshis, she's sore. Kamal Pesach Chuvah points out, does not mean Beneshmoshis Mamish. Because the Yisoyin Neger to Vestis is, we go from Shkiyas Chama to Neitz Chama. That means, we go from Shkiyas, the nighttime starts at Shkiyah, and ends at Neitz. Daytime goes from Neitz, and goes until Shkiyah. Therefore, when the Shach said Ben Ashmoshes, that's after Shkiyah, that's solely his night. So it means, it must still be before, it's still beforehand, or afterwards. That means, when we write down the calendar, we go about it when the bull sets, the bull rises. When it rises in the day, when it sets, the mice, that's nighttime. Over there again, Kamal the Shach says the same shaila, what happened that night? He says, according to this halacha or the Ravid, the Shita will come out, according to the Rosh, we'll put it by the case of the nighttime over here. However, to the Shach, the Maish, the Bach says to be Machmir. And Chosh is side the night and side the day. He says two reasons. Number one, the Ravid disagrees, Maicha Zahai Mai. The Oid, I already passed me Machmir the Urzerua, and the Urzerua said to be Chosh for the best before him. That means the case of the Shulchan Aruch, you saw during nights, after nights, before nights. The loch is the machmer during the day, and mitzvah the ozruah choshish the night beforehand. Come on, kiveger, he is on the shach of here and the shach of the next if. I don't understand. The word of the mechab is regilas. What's the whole of bond according to the shach pshat the ozruah? Pshat the ozruah is that our noshim fluctuate back and forth in the oinah. So it's one oinah. Some means an oinah beforehand. Here it says Aisha is ruffled to see the end by nights. She's always seen at nights. So therefore, what's her oinah? Oinah is only that time. It's not she's fluctuating back and forth. She has a set time of oinah. What do you machmer? End of sarachit. Sefei is a case over here. The Mechaber says she's ruffled to see before nights, and she goes a little bit into nights. So what's the halacha on that? The halacha is that it should be usur at night plus 1 hour. Come on, Meshach. It says the same halacha over here. She sees the end of the night. The idea over here will be this. First, he said over here, Shabbat, why is that so? We're saying usur that the night before. Could we pass go basas chol sevest? So you go after the chol sevest, and we ask the whole entire aino, and we go into the an hour of the next day. Says the Shach, then the same thing, let's say you walk on the sea during the day and go a little bit into the night, be the same to act halacha. It's a day into the night. He says a step further now, that once I pass the Nozeruah, it comes out in the Merchava's case, or in its whole case, that we're not received at night and we go into the day for an hour, I'm the Ozeruah. I mean, Machba also 12 hours before that. That means I'll take, according to the Merchava's case, the night and the day before, and plus an hour. I mean, you take on 25 hours over here. And in his case, I'll take the day plus the night before and an hour into that over here. On that is the Pesach Tshuva, the same question that Kvegi asked over here. He said, I don't understand. Same case that's Ruach over here. And according to you, the Shach, the Holy Son or Zeruah, is Dafki not Ruach, you fluctuate. And over here, the case is saying, you see, at a set time, at the end of the nights, that's going into the next day over here. So he said, Sir Chloima must be discussing our Noshim, not Mechabah's case. Mechabah's case is Regilis. Our Noshim will fluctuate. That's the piece to take on 24 hours plus an hour into it. But Toichik, that's how you must answer Pshat the Shach over here.
The Pesach Tshuva isn't saying that nowadays, because of those women change, so therefore we make like a light plug.
What's the Pshat the Shach LeOzeruah? Not a light plug. The Shach Pshat LeOzeruah is, the Gemara says, some of the vest and vest. So the Gemara says, some of the vest is a 12 hour period. The vest is that hour. Our Noshim fluctuates. Where is our vest? Is our vest a set hour? No, our vest is the Oino. So some of the vest is the Oino beforehand. That's the Shach Tzavon and Pshat in the Gemara. Because of Kesem, yeah, that's what he said, Pshat in the circular. Because of Kesem, Noshim Nidon, and the Shach Boss did not say clearly. Because of Kesem, that's clearly Pshat in the circular. Because of Kesem is the Shach, same person.
Shach has told like that, Shach.
In the Gemara, yeah, he says that's ik in v'chein eker. That's pshat in the sugyo. Simple as you say, what happens when Isha sees for a couple of days? Al Noshim see 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. When you write down the calendar to be choshish for, so the Eshkol, right, the Ramban says you write down every day. You saw an Aleph, write down Aleph. So the next day, base also base and Gimel sees 5 days. Write down Aleph, base Gimel, Aleph, Ezi, Vest. That's how I show you the Balamor, the Rashi, the Rosh. We seem to be not knowing that way. You write down the first day. As called the Vest. You see an Aleph, you write down the case of Aleph. Now the Mechaber says, therefore the loch is, let's say Isha Nimshav, 2 or 3 days, our notion of here. The loch and Yipaskin, we only write down the first Oino, not more than that. That's how the Mechaber Paskin by us, and our Mon Sefer Kofei tests of Yud Gimel B'Gzam, the Chein Iker. Now it's clear that we Paskin only the first festival here. Question, if that's so, we have a steer, Hey verse 12. Hey, we said the loch is you see before Nates and seen out into Nates. We write down 12 hours plus 1, 13. Or said the Shach the same thing again to Benish Moshe's. And over here we're saying the Lachu write down only the false vest. Towards the steam and the So the Taz has one terrace, the Shach has two terraces. The Shach's second terrace, the Taz brings down. He wants to mechalt how much you saw over here. If you see a double mort, so far that's one vest. Mashaykin, I don't know when they see a lot. That's the Asas false vest. We see a little bit, then Ichnam, you see that Oino plus an hour. We see a lot, the standard situation, you only write down Asas false vest. The second malach, what's the machal to the shach, or his first malach to the shach, is whether you're pesekis or shafas. If in case you stop, which again is our standard case, each of stops and goes, stops and goes, stops and goes, that situation you write down the beginning, everything else is the sefer talmud. Mashenk, in the case which he flows straight, that's when you have to write down also the extra hour. That's to the shach's first shot, at least how the Baal HaShulchan explained the shot in the shach over here. Kamal Pesach Tshuva, in this situation, and we mentioned yesterday, let's say an Isha sees on Aleph, which leads to the Beis and Gimel. And then sees the next month Aleph, which leads to the Beis and Gimel. And then in the third month, she only sees Gimel. which comes out, I'll see in Gimel the first two times with Mayin Pesuach, and the third time with Mayin Sosim over here. So question is, Kaveh Ves or not? The Pesach Shuvah first starts off, sounds like the Mechal over here, you're not Kaveh Ves. However, it brings down the Chavadas and says, no, that's not so. Dafka, in the case with Shafas, Pesekes, which Anoshimi says are all Pesekes, it comes out, he wants to say, you are Kaveh Ves with a case over here, with Mayin that you were so through Pesuach, a letter case that's Mayin Sosim. That means they get to us all the time. Women see Aleph, leads to 3 days later, Aleph 3 days later. See, Gimel, we should might write down, given the Gedev Eskivor. Now, we did mention yesterday why it could be we did not take on this Chavdas local Meister that brought down with Biskut Shiva, because there's a pattern to Mayin and Lapis Gwantainer, we need a deity mafsik in between, in Aleph and then Gimel. In this case, it's only Aleph base and Gimel. Fine, but at least on the page it says you should write this down. But however, he does say certain klal over in the Chavadas. He says, number one, it cannot be a case Shafas, which is a standard case. Number two, he says, if you are conveying Aleph, let's see, so Aleph is Gimel, Aleph is Gimel, Aleph is Gimel, we don't write down Gimel. Avad that Ikkud as whole is Aleph. Number three, he says, also, we're only chosh when you get the kfias. But in a kvor, we're not chosh till you, that means, you saw Abba's Gimel twice, we're not going to be chosh for Gimel till you get the kvias. That means he says, even as chumra, he says, only mitzah kvor, we're not chosh in a kvias, only in the case per sekes, and also, we don't have a kvor already. That's what he says over, which again, does, according to his halacha, our notion happened numerous times. Which again, is the aura, could be no paskan again. That's what it says, at least on the page. Siv Zayin is going back to Sukkim Musalakis. I'm not exactly sure why the Shulchan Aruch right up Siv Gimel Siv Zayin should go hand in hand, like in Siv Kopei Tes, it flowed one after another. Siv Zayin again, a case of Mubaris and Menekes. What's Mubaris? First one says Mushuk Uvra, which is recognized after 3 months, with Manazer, we discussed already in Chabura, Yeshlotin. Ub Mei Menikosoi, says the Mechab over here, Mei Menikosoi means 24 months, even though the child passed away. The losses do not be perished. Now the reason is, by these two cases, the Gemara is very clear, she's Musalakis. Whether it's Muberes, because Rosheh, Vayvom, Kaveda, whether it's Mitzah the Sugya of Menekes, she had Saleda, she broke her bones over here, Mitzah the Sugya of Leda over here, she's Nichol the Sugya of Musalakis. Now they point out, and Kaveda brings down, that says, Miniko. So let's say she nurses for 4 years, 5 years. That's not Nichol Geda of Minikoso. So it comes out when a person says she's nursing Nichol Musalakis, let's say she stops nursing after a month or two. Gives it to a wet nurse. The loch is, no, 2 years. Let's say the other way, she nursed 4 or 5 years. No, 2 years. So it comes out, it's not really, we're not going after the locha melika. It's a simin is that most people do 2 years. But there's no locha to get to us, melika. That's your mayor shito. We pass the locha is 2 years. The simin, we call someone's nursing, that's a simin shabai. But the locha is silakul, the silakul is 2 years. Now the shach said, when you count 2 years over here, he brings down the locha to be makel and count Chodesh Iver is counted. They will gain time over here. Ma'aseh the Pesach Shuvah being on the crazy place. He says Fakert. Sorry, the Shach is not counted. The crazy place of Ma'aseh is counted over here to be Machmer, and therefore will come out an earlier Zman than you add the Pashim of the Musalakis. Now, come on the Shach, bring down the Mashal, and the way that Chodesh explained the Mashal sounds like by a Menekes and Muberes. The person sees one time. This is the fourth month, fifth month. Sees one time. She nursing sees one time. Are you Chodesh or not? This man of Chazal. To come up with Mashal sounds like Dafka you see 3 times and not 1 time. The Shach ends off, Ayin Sivakot Peites, Siflam and Gimel. The question is, how does he end off? What is he saying over here? So Tosh Shalom, what happened with Pesach Shuvah sounds like he's Maisa passing like Mashal. The Lachas need to see 3 times. However, the Pesach can say not the way. He brings down the Pesach Shuvah, the Siddhartha, and the Chavda says, he's saying over here, saying Ayin, that even after 1 time, Chayshish. That means they get it to us. You see, 1 time you're nursing, Chayshish. 1 time when you move Beres, you go to the doctor, and after the doctor, you ask you well, and I tell you, Chayshish over here. But my son, we are Chayshish after 1 time. Same thing, Kivayegio also says the same. You saw it, Ayin, Tzibakol, Beites, Tiflam, and Gimel means to be Chayshish after 1 time over here. Now it says over here that she's Musalakis when it's Samach Levest. Maduri also Mechabit, even Vest itself, not like the Pisha wants Mechabit between the Vest itself, but it's a case of Samach Levest. Simchas is a case of Pachat, also the Chalageda of Musalakis. That means, let's say she's in hiding, Mitzad Listim, Uganovim, the town is under siege, you have bombs going off over here. Any situation, that she's in the bunkers over here, Kamal Shas Vestas, says the Mechaber, Lemaisim, and Achleshish. The Pasha, the understanding of the Taz brings down, she's Mutter Tashmish. should recognize Isha Mushalakas. The Amor brings down Losh Yesh Oimim, that Tafka, if the vest passed, and he did not see, there's no Akosha. However, the Loch is the Chachilah, she should do B'dikah Yimei Vest. That means you have Machloikas, by Pachad, is she Mutter? Well, no, we'll be Machmal Chachilah. Vek the Achroinim. The Gemara says, how do you know the Sugi Mubaris from? From Pachad. By Pachad, the Loch is Mamasa to be Machmal and Tashmish, Mubaris can make on Tashmish. How do you understand that? So two ways of answering. Either time the Piskachuba went, the Yesh Yesh Lachalik, Pachad she has fear, but maybe Mishash Tashmish, a husband will calm her down, she's out of the parish of Pachad. Mashenki Mubaris doesn't go away, stays there. No matter how heavy it is and how much carrying this watermelon, it's always there. So therefore, Mashi, you always have, you always mislekes. The second way the Shach says, how he explains, that it's true she mislekes, but not guaranteed 100%. Mashenki Mubaris, once you're pregnant, it's guaranteed, it's mislekes over here, it stays over here. Now, Piskachuba does bring down from the Chavadas that even though Rechosh Lachilo, but let's say she sees it's not coming to the sugya of vestas over here. Sivtas is the second halacha to get to the idea of yimei vest. That means one ikalacha is precious, we have to be knowing. The second halacha, a person has to do bedikah. Now, it sounds like from the Beis Yosef and the Dakar Moshe, there's no din bedikah on the vest she'ena kavor. Maisa, we came from the sugya of vest to go, the place come there by the Taz, they want to argue the Taz, there's a chiyav bedikah even on vest she'ena kavor. That's our halacha. We always do a bedikah whether it's vest kavor or vest she'ena kavor. Now, Kamal the Mechabit says, Shar Nosim, meaning says a Shach, Lafukim, Ubers, Menekis, and those are under siege or hiding in Pachad, they need Medika Megia's vest. I mean, also Medurik the Shach, all Nosim, meaning even the Meshenik, will always need a Medika that comes as man vest. Says the Mechabit, built upon the Gemara, what's the locha if you pass the vest and you do not check over here? So Mechabit has a Stam Yish Urbim. Stam sounds like the Meshit's Mutter. How Yish Urbim is a Chiv to a person to go do Medika. And he says, when? He says, number one, either in a vest kavor, or number two, in a base has a get over here of a vest kavor. So we have a stav yish amim, shalom mechava paskins al skopay tes, but the maestro amma paskins, vahochi norg, that would be machmer, and the past in a base, or a vest kavor, bedik is makiv. And therefore the piskachu being down, that's the das of the achroinim, not how far the shach being machmer for the bach, that he says, the loch is that you have to bedik him yad, otherwise you're also in 5 and 7. That means there are three shittas here. Those say you have to bedikah miyat, otherwise you're also. That's it. That the Achrim, what?
He's white off the skill.
No, he's saying the loch is within the sheer vest. Yeah, whatever this man is, touch sheer vest miyat. Yeah.
So like 3 seconds off the skill.
Whatever the sheer vest is, we have to get to and kufay zayin the sheer vest is. That's a couple of minutes. Whatever you want to say, shout what this man sheer vest is. Well, first couple of minutes you have to bedikah miyat. Otherwise, need 5 and 7. And Moshe Chuvit said to be choish that way. Maestro, we go like the Pesach Chuvit says. Achrim say no. We have a chiyah bediko, and the words of the Taz is even zman harbe, and we're not choshes shemul nachol aretz over here. Apparently, you're not choshes for that, and therefore you can do it mamash a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days later. But you have a chiyah bediko. Not like the first sheet that says that the bediko is not ma'akiv over here. Now the Pesach Chuvah points out that by now we know that the bediko is ma'akiv not only by vest kavur and oinu beinis, but let's say she has a vest aguf. Anoshim will get their cramps before they have a vest over here. They have a vest aguf. Also, that's ma'akiv. That means it comes out 3 times ma'akiv. In the bainis, vest kavua, and the vest aguf, so the taz also ma'akiv. Plus, if you go this way again, look at the kuzik kesef, the shaft, he goes to argue the taz over there. Now, we have it again, the bedika, how to go do bedika. So, come on the pesach, shuva, bina, the chavadas, just like by regular bedikas of Zayin Nikiyim, you have to do chuvastakim, meaning you have to go as far as you can and rotate a couple times down and get the cracks and crevices. Here also. The second thing the Pesach Chuvah brings down the Chavadas, Belich Chaylik over here, he said the loch is you have to check the whole Eino. So if she has a set time, that time. Our notion did not have a set time, you have to have a Meich Dorchik, all 2 hours. She has Yemei Mevucha, according to the Night of Yudah, she has checked 3 days straight with a Meich Dorchik. Otherwise, you're not doing a case of Bediko. That sounds like Bedi Evan is not Ma'akiv. But like Achille, you have to do a case of a Meich Dorchik over here. Now, Lamaisa, that Hoki is not that way. Gam on the page says that way. They do bring down, and Moshe said, that's what I'm saying, that's Eitz HaTov, you get the concept to wear white, not wear a big day tzvayinu, wear white, you get the Yisrael the Chavadas, because by us it's tight, no place to go, and you wear white, you get the concept of the Chavadas over here. Peskajub brings down, it's Medurik in the Mechaber, the person, if they do not do B'diko, and there's no Hagosho, then it's Mutter. The words of the Mechaber is no Hagosho. Let's say, maybe you had Hagosho. Therefore, let's say a person did a bedikah with an aid, they lost the aid over here. Maybe Dilma Agusha of Lava Daite. We know from Simukuf by Gimel built upon the Sugya, the Gemara that says that maybe Agusha Lava Daite, therefore you know our any raya anymore, they have no Agusha. Maybe you had Agusha, but Shas, you had the aid inside. Therefore you lost the aid, says the Chavdas, the Biskut Shuvah, Mises, also. These 5 and 7 over here. Koshke, in the case, we did a case of, you lost the aid, or you remain it, Shia, you want to see it, you're great, you're the garbage. Of course, the Mises is from Agu on the Chavdas, but that's what he says. Building upon this, says now the Pesach Tshuva, here also, let's say she goes to the bathroom by her vest, and not do a case of Badik over here. Also, Duma Agusha, Shash, she went to the bathroom, and therefore, once the time the Lacha should be also 5 and 7, it's Arachim. Again, the Pesach argue on both cases over here. Pesach Tshuva discussed the Gerit HaSugah of Akiris, the vest, let's say Isha the vest, Kavua, Chav. Next month of Chav, she does not see, but no Badikah. The month afterwards, she did not see a chav, but no bediko. The month afterwards, she did not see a chav. She did it 3 times, but no bediko. Bediko is an arm ma'akiv to do an akira. That's alf, says the chavadas. Second thing, says the chavadas, let's say you saw a chav. The second month of chav, you did not see, without, but did not do a bediko. The month afterwards, you saw on chav. The month after, you saw on case in chav. He says the loch is, it's not going to be oik the first chav. To be oik the first chav, you have to do a case of a bediko. And if you can start the first one, the third and fourth together, make a vest kavua. Medaik the Pesach Tshuva from the Chavadas to come down, but after one time, we're not choishish. A bediko is not ma'akiv in the cure after one time. The tzarachian, he ends off. But that's how place can go, that's not ma'akiv after one time. Only in a vest kavua we convey al tziruf, and even that, those won't argue. Sif Yud is Sugya of Yetzel Derech. We have Gemara Nivomis and Daf Samach Beis that brings down when an Isha Yetzel Derech, he has a Chiyah Pkida upon his wife, even Samach Levesta. Now, the Shail, what does that mean, Chiyah Pkida? Is it Pashto the Sugya? Is it mean Tashmish? Or does it mean the Sugya of Yitzoy? So, first, the Mechaber says it's Mutter, and the Pashto of one of the Mechaber is like the Ramah says, even Tashmish is Shari. However, the Ramah goes on further and saying, those are Machmer, only Yitzoy and Pshah and Taisvis, Tavla Bracha. However, all cravings the Maisa Avad is Mutter except for Tashmish. That means it comes out, the Gate Gate for Derech, we have 3 sheetahs. The Pash is the Mechaber, Tashmish is Mutter. The Mok comes out to Machmer, Tavla Bracha. However, the Sam Sefer, which is Wodah Pesach Tshuva, once he goes with his understanding that Vestas are Kesim Deraiso, the Gate is Shema Yomos, he comes along and said to him, Machmer, say Tashmish, the Maisa is also over here. It sounds like whether it's a Ves Kavua Ves She'ene Kavua, which reminds us of Chiddush, because it's never a case of derisa when it's a Ves She'ene Kavua. How the Gemara goes on further and says this halacha is daft when you're not going to Mokka Mitzvah. You're going to Mokka Mitzvah, no Chiyam Kido, it's going to Mitzvah, you're tired, it's Potter. Come on the Ramah, and the ring is down, another Peshat in the Sugya, the Muki Yosef Mahalach, that he wants a Taino. This halacha is not discussing when you're Mutter. And you want to and leave some of the best. Case of carrot. She's also in need of 5 and 7. But she's going to the mikveh tonight, you leave today. I mean, for example, let's say in the mountains. On Sunday afternoon, she's going to the mikveh Sunday night. You go drive down to the mountain Sunday afternoon and miss your Latfilo. They're moving down below Shish Emim Tzorch Lamshim. You have to wait. She has the mikveh tonight in the mice, you have to wait over here. Now, first, the Tal Kamlum says, what's Pshat? And the Mechaber says, Tashmish Maisha, sorry, Shari. He says, because the idea of that. The idea of precious only Jabodan, not left Kham Cypher, and therefore Makam Jabodan Lagazar, Makam Mitzvah Lagazar over here. Now it says Makam Mitzvah, he should do Mitzvah, says Ramah. Fact the Taz, what do you mean? Mitzvah is always Motor. He says, Echam, Mitzvah is always Motor. What? Okay, the Taz said, it just like Shad Ramah over here, that the study of Mitzvah is not that it's Motor, but Motor, the Chiyah Mitzvah. Shalomah, it's like Shalomah, the Chi reads over here. Now, the Shach does ask a question, the Aloch and Simmer Ishmem, in the Urachayim, that says, Aloch, the person not be Yitz the Derek, above my Derek is Koshalim. Not to have Tashmish in that time. He's saying you have Chi of Tashmish, and then Chabig Dan Shana of Tashmish. So this is Shach, he sends you to Pinachoin, Ramah, Lavosh, Pisha, Bach, how to answer it. He mentioned Chabur, 3 different ways of answering it. Either to Mechalat between you walking or going in a wagon or in a car or an airplane. A second way to Mechalat between Aloch and Versa 4. A third way to Mechalat, whether it's discussing tonight you're leaving and tonight's a Tashmish, you're leaving tomorrow and this is the Zman beforehand. Of also, it says, Eilu Eilu Duvil Kim Chaim, we pass them all 3. And therefore, this Alocha of Reish Mem that really apply to you if it's the night beforehand. Now, the problem, it says over here, the halacha is a person should be machmer by the vest, or machmer tel bracha. Since the shach comes some of the vest, the maaser should be machmer, not like the bush, that says himself what he says in Arachayim over here. That says over here, kol mine kurva is mutter. Since the shach, even chibik v'nishuk. I got my pasuk earlier, chibik v'nishuk. The halacha is a machmer tel bracha. Here, neged chibik kida, do not take on this bracha. The maaser chibik v'nishuk, you should do this chib over here. Now the law over here is that toif oina achas. What's oina achas? 12 hours. That's the Gemara's case. That says you have to wait. Well, yeshoim, you have to wait. It's something the Muki Yosef. If you're going to the mikveh tonight, but let's say a person is going b'makom mitzvah, or in the case of tzarek gadol, so the shach then you won't have to wait. That means let's say leaving the mountain Sunday afternoon because you have a mitzvah that night. I'm not sure what could be. Whatever mitzvah can come up, you recite a kedushin, or any other reason, or tzarek gadol, the master this still. That's not me. You're not being choishes for this Muki Yosef. Kamal Piskachuman says to extrapolate the concept of Yitzel Derech, the idea there are things that have the same chibo, husband to wife, like Yitzel Derech. Let's say the loch is Lel Tfilah of the Samach Levesk, the person to be Mekel. He brings down the Muki Yitzel, the Knessi Cheskel, they want to be Mekel also Lel Tfilah of the Samach Levesk. I'll bring down most places can disagree, whether they're the Behudah, Sotira, the Chavadas, or the Aimitz. Let's say the loch is Givat Shol, the loch is going to be also whether she had her vest, Mitzad Vyagmura. Whether it's on the sugya of Kesem Kane, also Kolch Kane, the law is we're not Machalik, the Tfilah Maisis also over here. It means that also in the gate of the sugya of Kal will also be Machmer if it's Lel Tfilah also. We're not Machalik over here. We did mention this week the Gerd that those who argue that there's a Machn over here and the Marsham, the Arya that says by Kal, but see if the deer pills, the place you want to be Makel and say we can be, we should be Lismach Lachal with the see if the pills. Now, they do say even though Tashmish is also, you can't go to Mikvah, because Shara Krav is the Maisa Motor, Matar Chokos, it matter other things over here. That means you cannot go as Tashmish is also, but Mikvah Maisa is Motor over here. We'll see, looks like, well, those ones say maybe disagree. That's where the Ikra and Hokos, the Mikvah Maisa is Motor. Now, come on the Piskachu, be done a Chiddush with the Sam Soif, let's say you even have two reasons to be Mikvah. Number one is Yitzhak Derech, number two is La Trilo. Still comes to some Sofer and says, even though you have both over here, since he goes aloch l'maisa, he should get the rice of the Shittosai, come on, both of them to be machmer. You make a ksas in the Ozeruah. I mean, you have to say again how he took on the Ozeruah. We can machmer the Ozeruah. But here, when you have a double, Yoysel Derech, and you have a case of Lel Tfilah, then you can make a ksas in the Ozeruah and Ali Yosef. Again, him the Shittosai that says, to divorce your wife, you can be makel. So when you double kula, you can't be mekel. Again, so people won't know why we take on the Torah, the chum over here, the arzurua, some say we really took it on. And again, the shach's loshen is to be the chen iker, the bach's loshen is to yue Hashem, not the Torah than who else. The Torah Shlomo brings down that, of course, in Pesham that moment, it says to be machmer, to be machmer over here in this concept, tavala bracha, what do you mean tavala bracha? Mechir b'kid over here. To be machmer, not to get in the situation over here. To be yitzel derech was not some of the best. Change your travel dates over here. That's what it means over here to be machmer, not to get involved in this machlokes over here. Now, what is Yitzel Derech? The Pesach Chuv being done, the Chuv Mahava, the Talmud, the Noidi B'Yudo. The Gedo over here is Yud Beis Mil, which then we discuss how to apply that practically when someone goes to Beis Shemesh to Yushlaim, before that's Yud Beis Mil. It's interesting, if you look up the Chuv inside Chuv Mahava, that I'm going to point out, that's not where you're getting the Ma'amokbi Beis Mil. Chuv Mahava is discussing a case of what's Koshel Derech, that's Koshel V'Tashmish, Yud Beis Mil. Somehow the Piskachuva put the case of Chiyab Kido, which they, no shaykh is more to another, which stammed the Kashab Shat in the Piskachuva. Now, coming the crazy, and he says the loch over here is that a person according to Muki Yosef, you should wait, is dafk in a case where it's not Samach Levest. But let's say it's also Samach Levest, take on the Yeshem, the Muki Yosef, we don't take it on, and the Echidari person can leave Sunday from the mountains, and Sunday night is Lel Tfilah. If it's also Samach Levest, don't wait, the person can't go. The last thing, because you're being down from the Chassam Sefer, let's say Isha is someone to vest a tefillah, and she wants to go travel with her father to Santa Claus without Rishus, or what's in the of the Baal, for Kama Taimim, it's not correct to go leave your husband, but maybe in the oven. Right? If your husband doesn't want, for Kama Taimim. Sifid Aleph, we're discussing that once Aloha after got to the time of the vest, we're not exactly sure what happened over here. So Aloha comes out, but she has a vest kavur. Or the loch of Oyna Benis has to get a vest kavur, you have to go ask her. The Maisa the vest come or not. Otherwise, it's Osir. Now, it's Maduik, Dafkin the vest kavur, or Oyna Benis, the vest she ain't a kavur, does not sound like you have to go ask her. Now the Shach says, let's say before the Oyna Benis, Ma'is the Lachin, you don't go ask her. That's before this month, the Gator. That's number one. So number one, your wife is after Oyna Benis, you cannot, everything in Ma'is is also, Lishtashmash, Cholopak, it could be everything is also until you ask her. Let's say in a situation where you went away and you came back, and it's, let's say it's 12 days later after Oyna Benis or the Vaskavur, so now you have a sex figure. Number one, which she became Tomei. Number two, if she came Tomei, maybe she did 5 and 7, she went to the Mikvah over here. Since we have a sex figure, Ma'is let's be Mikvah, it won't be any problem. That's what the Gemara says. Therefore, it says the Taz, but let's say you know for sure she became Tomei. You have no sex figure. Then you have to go ask her again. He does point out, also, don't say maybe she's embarrassed to tell you. Even though women are embarrassed, the Ma'is they'll tell you, there's no chash over here, it's not that sugyo. Now, the Shach speaks out that before 30th day, you do not go ask her, and therefore the Loch is Mimutr. Whether it's or Yoshon, whether it's Ketano or Gdelo, there's no chash over here. And again, same thing that the Taz says to Kohen Aleph, when it says when she's sleeping, meaning not sleeping the Gamri, it's one of the Tisha Midas, Taz says the Mice, that's also. It means when she's quasi sleeping, Nim Veloinim over here, in that situation, Tashmish Betzim is Mutter, because she can respond to you. Now, just to be practical, the Lachan Simi Reishmem is a person who should have Tashmish during Chatzos. Ms. Manazer, the Shram also say, don't want to be a fact, maybe, but it should only from Chatzos and onwards. They do say, let's say you have a choice, it's Friday night, you wait till Chatzos, it's Nim Velaynim, she'll be up, or quasi up, or it'll be 10 o'clock, and you have much more koyach. The Shram says it's much better to not worry about the concept of Chatzos, make sure the person is fully there. It's more of a, the whole concept of making a chibah and a bond one with another, it's better to do it earlier, have a person fully up, than worry inside the middle of Chatzos, and have a person sleeping, quasi sleeping. Even though it's mutter, but again, that's a better thing to have a person fully there, because you're coming to make a bond one with another. That's the sort of chibah there, why we have the idea of concept to make a uniqueness bond, which is better when a person is obviously fully there. Now, come on the Pesachuma and Mingzah the Chavadas, which by the Shulchan says you have to stress, very, very important. The fact that she shows she lies down next to you, that she has arm over here, that's done off, she has to say. Now she says, I mean, you can ask her, she can nod her head. You can make a simon for that. But she has to say, the mice of my period did not come. Otherwise, she's you have to be fleshish, maybe per came by Ves Kavur. Either Ves Kavur or Ves Taguf, which if it has a Morkov, which is any kind of much of a difference, or Ein Beinus over here. Sifya Beis, the words of the Mechaber are a little bit confusing over here. Mechaber starts off saying, you have Vesta Yom, a case of a Morkov, of a Vesta Guf. What's a Vesta Guf? Kigon Kvitzis, like jumping. So what's the Lachah? Since it depends upon Kvitzis over here, maybe she won't jump. We have the Lachah of Oyna Beinness. So first, anyone who reads the words of the Mechaber now, when you read Sifya Beis, no one really knew what it meant. But now you read the Mechaber, the words of this Rav's Negro. You have a Vesta Guf. What's a Vesta Guf? It's a Simen. Kigon Kvitzis, which is a Sibah, which is a Vesta Oynus. How in the world do you put the two together? The Torah, once you're causing it, that's Kvitzis. Once your body is showing what's happening, that's the case of a Semen. The Shach is asking this question, he is a drop different. He is asking himself the Locha Shabbai. The concept over here by Vesta Guf, by a Morkov, if she sees every month Alpha Shchodesh with a coughing spell or cramps, Alpha Shchodesh with the cramps, Alpha Shchodesh with the cramps, Avad is no Chashash over here, she has a Morkov over here. There is no Oynabainus. A Morkov, there is no Oynabainus. By a case of Kvitzis Vesta Oynus, there is Oynabainus. Who said next month, that's Poshet. So how in the world the Mechaber say, and that's what Mechaber was saying, how in the world the Mechaber saying a Vesta Guf, there is a Locha of Oynabainus, that's not true. By Vesta Guf, there is no Oynabainus, because one is a Simen. By Kvitzis, there is a Oynabainus, but that's a Sibo. So he's asking again the same question, you're mixing up two different sigils over here. The Shach wants to answer, but Deuchik, he said when it says over here, Vesta Guf, he means Kein Aide Maisa. We mean Echlami Kritzis. We mean Vesta Oynus. And means Vesta Guf, the case to a Maisa. And maybe the Maisa will happen, and then you get in the Bainus. Which he says, it's Deuchik. It means it's long Shachal, we have numerous Rayas, the two different Sigurds, which everyone should know the two different Sigurds. And the Betzim, he has a Deuchik Pshat over here. The Pesachachu has two other ways of answering Pshat the Mechaber. One, he brings down the Toys of Shlom, the Sitaira, and the Crazy Placey. The loch over here is, we know there are three things. There's Vesta Guf, there's Vesta Oynus, and Vesta Achila. What's the loch again in Vesta Achila? There are more. He brings it down, the Gam Mechaber doesn't. Losh Yish Oymim, and the Ramah brings down that those more tiny than different Vesta Guf. So it says over here, Vesta Guf, and Kvitzis, it means the case over here, Vesta Guf like Achila. Has it get a Kvitzis over here? In that situation, maybe you won't eat the Shum. Maybe you won't eat the pilpul over here. And then we'll be choshva in the bainus. So it means over here, a Vesta Guf, which one? It means Vesta Achil over here. as get a kitzis. That means he somehow is bringing down the idea of Estachila has a get a kitzis over here, and therefore you have Bechoshu Oyna Beinus, which also the chiddush of Pshat over here, at least it fits better, at least the words of the Mechaber.
Right, he's calling the Estachila, how could then he hold it as Estachila, why is he calling
it Estachila? It's neither one, it's in between. But it has, it, no, it's a loch of Vesta Gov, but the gate, the Prams, and the Bainus has a loch of Vesta Oinus, only for Bainus, which again, you have to have the two together. Third option, the Chavdasa, he wants to stand. He wants to stand, it means a case that you have Vesta Gov, however, and it means only Vesta Gov, it means Piakol. Kvitzis, it does not mean Kvitzis, it means Piakol. It means a case of you want to expel and Kov expel, that's what it means. Except the case you did not do Beseder, Bekvias. That means a person can be a numerous times a Nazi. You see, you have Rosh Chodesh without being a Nazi. But one time you see Rosh Chodesh and you have Pirkan Yisor. A couple of months you did not see. Then you have Rosh Chodesh Thomas, you had a Pirkan Yisor. A couple of months, you said Rosh Chodesh, you didn't see, you didn't do a Pirkan either. Then you saw Rosh Chodesh Adin and had a Pirkan Yisor. So you have Shloike Seder, a case of a Vesta Guf over here. And that's when Mechaber says, maybe you won't do a pirkal. In that situation, then the chiddush for oyna beinus. So first, the Chavdah is saying a chiddush pshat in the Mechaber. Second, he's saying a chiddush can be kveh vest shloike sidrom by vest agov. But that's the big mevucha among the choynim. But that's the same thing pshat in the Mechaber. Be kveh vest agov shloike sidrom. Again, in halacha, it fits very well into the Mechaber's idea over here. Again, you have to know that's so or not so. Again, so we have three pshatim. What does Mechaber mean? We have the idea over here of the Shach seems to understand that it means Vesta Oinus. The way the Torah Shlomo in the first round of Vesta says it means Vesta Achilo. And the way the Chavadasa says it means Vesta Gof. And we read the Mechaber what he's saying, Yish Lotin. Now the Shach over here says that maybe you won't jump, and therefore you don't go ask her. Now come on, the Shach, the Aloch over here is we're Cheshish for the case of Oinu Beinus. That means the Aloch is also to Avtashmish after Oinu Beinus. Or a case until you ask over here, or until you wait this man. What do we wait this man? The Rebbe Kivayeg explained, you have a svek svekel. Maybe she didn't see, and even if she jumped and she did see, maybe the passes man of 5 and 7. Now somehow he said a case of 7 days, I'm not sure how. Means 5 and 7 over here. And even in that situation, you have a svek svekel, and you can't be mekel. Tomorrow we'll start kufpei test and see how far we can get. Slach rabba.